Hello and welcome to another episode of The Approval, brought to you by the Beer Fridge Podcast. Back-to-back beer reviews and recommendations for your enjoyment. As always, wherever you listen to this, make sure you subscribe and hit that ding-a-ling-a-ling to be notified of all the latest episodes. And if you can give us a wee 5-star rating as well, we'd much appreciate that also. And you can show your support by heading to our Patreon page, patreon.com/beerfridgepodcast. Right then, The Approval, we're back. Apologies, been a while. Life and stuff has been in the way. And beer festivals has also got in the roads, which is quite heavily involved in this one. To be fair, I'm going to kick things off on this episode and basically kick things off with a beer for myself that has been my beer of the summer so far. It's been perfect for all these really hot, stupidly fucking hot days that we've been having. And it comes from Donzoco and New Barns, and it's a pale ale sitting at 5.6%, and it's called Summer. It's their summer beer, and it is essentially Fanta Lemon, alcoholic Fanta Lemon. It's absolutely ridiculous. Think of Fanta Lemon, like fresh homemade lemonade. It's just that kind of zinginess, zingy. It's sharp, super fresh. There's like a wee bit of tartness, but no, not like over like we normally say, like suck your cheeks together and fucking pop your eyeballs out. But a proper like fresh, it's the best way for me to describe it is it is homemade lemonade. That zinginess, that tartness, it's really nice, lovely, and refreshing. Exactly what's been needed for these hot days. And for myself, I've managed to try it a couple of times now. The first time was at the Glasgow Craft Beer Festival, and most recently was at the London one as well, and I just kept going back for it, kept going back for more and more of it, just because, incidentally, in both sessions, the weather was absolutely biling, and it was exactly what you needed, exactly what you wanted after having, like having dippers and stouts and stuff, and all these kind of weird and wacky things, and you just went, you go back to that stand and you just got a kind of a palate cleanser almost of this lovely, beautiful lemonade that it's surprises you that it's even fucking alcoholic, to be fair. Absolutely loved it. We've mentioned, I know after the Glasgow Festival, the episode that we recorded, me and Scott spoke about it, and it's just so good. And if you, honestly, if you get a chance to get your hands on it, go and do it. You will not be disappointed by this beer. Both those breweries stand alone by themselves. New Barns, they're doing some amazing things. Donzoco's are doing great things with lager and stuff and other bits and bobs. So bringing those two together, which isn't very far because they both work at the same building. But it's just a match made in heaven. This beer is so, so good. Super refreshing. It's nice and light. Nice and sharp, super fresh, and it just, it's one of those, it's one of those beers where you're surprised it's 5.6%, you'll tan like 6-7 of these, 8 of these, and you'll quickly realise that it's 5.6%, you don't get that in the beer whatsoever. It's really, again, I don't know how many times I've said it, but it's super fresh, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It's absolutely tremendous, and I approve. Get your hands on it if you can. Right, we will go and see the big man and see what he's got for us on The Approval. Mark, what have you got?
So this week I have Other Worlds Grapefruit and Talus IPA for my approval this week. It's a pale ale. Otherworlds Brewing are a microbrewery based out of Edinburgh, and again doing some cool and funky styles of beer. This one kind of jumped out to me as again a bit of an odd one, but I'm a big fan of grapefruit beer. I love the flavour, I love the bitterness aspect of it, dare I say it, but the reason I kind of picked that up was when I kind of read the packaging on the can, it sort of reminded me of the OG Elvis juice from BrewDog, and I love that beer. I haven't had it in a while, to be honest, but it's definitely one that I would always pick up, especially in the airport bar and stuff before you jumped on a flight. But so anyway, this, it kind of reminded me of, it kind of got me thinking about that, so I thought it was worth the pickup. Now, this is a sessionable grapefruit juice, zesty, zingy, bright, refreshing beer. It's got a lovely, lovely colour to it, and like you say, it's dry hop with Talus, which is a hop that we've had some experience with on the podcast. It's one that just like evokes like orange and orange peel. That, to me, it's just such a lovely smell and fresh hop, and mixing it up with grapefruit is just sort of a winning combination. So this is, it's got a westy kind of edge to it. It's got a piney aspect that comes through with the grapefruit. The orange sort of sits and lingers more on the aroma than the taste, to be completely honest. It's just a really cool beer, and I would highly, highly recommend it. So, proper orangey colour, like aroma, like I mentioned, orange, slight grapefruity zest, if that's the best way, but the grapefruit, the kind of the fruity bitterness that comes through on the actual taste is just, it's really well balanced. It's probably a one can Dan for me. It's not a, like, as much as it's a sessionable tasting beer, it's not a session drinking beer for me. It's probably one that you would, I would probably jump in between, so kind of palate cleanser, maybe a two-thirds, a third, a half pint, that sort of thing, to break up between trying new things, because it is tasty. It does exactly what the can says, and at the end of the day, that's what you kind of look for in a beer. I'm doing the whole rating of the beer at the moment. I'm trying to like kind of put people into brackets and columns and that. I think this, if you're doing a rating out of 10, it's a solid 7. The reason I'm saying that is that it does what you want it to. It's tasty, it's flavorful, it doesn't go, it's not like an absolute banger that you're, you know, is a a pantheon, as I've been mentioning in the podcast, but it's damn right delicious. And like you say, it's a 440ml can. The can art, the can feel are really, really cool. So again, I'm coming back round here. The Grapefruit and Talus Hazy Pale from Otherworld Brewing. I would highly recommend. I definitely approve. And I think, yeah, it's a brewery that I am going to do a little bit more digging into, because the beer and kind of what I've tasted so far is really wicked. So go check them out. They're widely dotting around sort of central Scotland and stuff at the moment, and then if they are not in your local bottle shop, get onto them, because it's definitely worth the look. And if not, go check them up on the Brewer's Eye app or Untappd or whatever you want to look for beers online. So anyway, highly approve. And look forward to the next review, guys. Cheers.
Nice one. Cheers for that, mate. Right, I'm going to go for another one. Why not? I've been to not long back from London Craft Beer Festival, and I know some of the listeners were there, and some of the breweries who had listened to the podcast were also there. Bumped into a lot of you guys there. Lovely to see you guys in person and grab a beer with you. For me, literally, it is one of the best festivals, if not the best festival. The place is a fucking maze. If you've ever been to the Tobacco Docks, it is an absolute maze. They had some breweries had taken up what they were calling vaults. So these, obviously it's an old tobacco dock, so you've got these old arches and stuff, and some of the breweries were kind of taking over that one big singular space, and they're doing their own thing in it. And one brewery that made it such an experience being in this vault and was just mental at the same time, and I absolutely loved it, and would be potentially surprising as well for long-term listeners, and it was Admanston and their kind of pastry party that they had. So they had a ton of pastries and a ton of like wicked beer, and one that stood out, and a combination for me, I kind of almost I've found a new way to try and enjoy stouts. As you'll know, like I said, I'm not a massive stout fan, but I have potentially found my way to love stouts, and that is through donuts. And so what they had was a selection of donuts that were paired with beers, and vice versa. And the kind of beer in question was their dessert in a can, and it was a chocolate peanut butter caramel brownie, imperial stout at 10.5%. Woofed. That alone, that can by itself, would I hell go for that? That's going to blow my socks off. It'll potentially send me to hospital, and I'd be sipping it. I wouldn't be like drinking it as quick as I'd do a pale or a double, blah blah blah. But pair that up, however, with a caramel brownie donut, and you're on to a fucking winner. Oh my Jesus, this was fucking amazing. Literally, grab the donut. There's a picture on the Instagram page of that pairing. Big massive whacking donut, big bite of that, and then you take the beer. And it was just such a brilliant pairing, a brilliant experience. That one that I've never tried before. Scott, you'll know Scott likes to do a lot of kind of beer pairings with his food. I don't overly do it, but I feel like doing it with stouts and dark beers and beers that are obviously meant to be paired with desserts, or they're meant to be dessert beers, makes perfect sense. And this was such a good combination, both complementing each other. So had the, like I said, the chocolate peanut butter caramel brownie, obviously with the peanut butter, not massive head retention, so those oils and the peanuts, blah, like it doesn't really do much for the head, so not massive head retention, which I expected, and that's absolutely fine. But what you did get was just a massive sweet beer, thick, fucking punchy in the face with chocolate. It was actually liquid diabetes. Liquid diabetes is the best way to describe this. And to top it off, you had a big, massive fucking donut. So yeah, it was a caramel brownie donut, incidentally. So yeah, liquid diabetes and then actual diabetes. Great. What a combination. It had everything that you wanted from an imperial stout, and you knew you were drinking 10.5%. By God, you knew it. But how sweet it was, and how good the pairing was with the donut, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. So going forward, any dark beers that I get, any stouts that I've got, need to go to fucking for Krusty Kremes and get some donuts. That's the way I'm enjoying my stouts here forward. That's it. Getting stouts in, getting donuts in, that's what I'm doing. 100%. So yes, if you get a chance to get the dessert in a can, the chocolate peanut butter caramel brownie, and then go to Krusty Kremes or whatever and get yourself a bunch of fucking donuts, yes, approved. Do so. Do that right now, because it's just an experience, and I think the environment helped it as well, because it was just one that was such a vibe anyway, and it was proper cool, the music was bouncing and stuff, and everyone's just enjoying themselves, having a good time. So that adds and that helps with regards to kind of enjoying beers, and potentially beers that are subpar, weirdly going to get elevated ever so slightly, because you're just having a good time and just you're going around drinking beer, just going around. But this was stunning by itself. If The boys came round with a couple of can of these and some donuts. Bingo, winner. I say a couple of can, one can each, maybe half a can, because it's 10.5%. And then move on to the summer beer. Wee palate cleanser, and then you can go ham. That's a plan. That sounds like a fucking night out. That sounds like a great night for me. Great fucking night. Dessert in a can, palate cleanser with your summer beer, off you pop. Love it. Great. Right, that is the approval for this week. Hopefully you enjoyed listening. We are back. We're getting things back up rolling again. We've had a wee bit of a lull. We've just been busy with just life in general, switching jobs and whatnot. But we're back on the road. We're back running in full gear. And we appreciate your patience. And as always, we appreciate you listening to the podcast, as always. If you can do, drop us a wee 5-star rating. I would really appreciate that. And so would the other guys as well. And you can also head to our Patreon page, patreon.com/beerfridgepodcast. If you are or ever do go on an Instagram page, and the kind of bio bit, there's a link tree to everything that's available from the podcast, the TikTok page, the merch page. So feel free, go on the Instagram page, make sure you follow it, and then pop in that and you can see everything that's available for you guys. Go and have a look at the merch. The merch is actually looking pretty decent right now. Pretty decent, I must say. But yes, until next time on The Approval, part of the Beer Fridge podcast, real beer, real breweries, real opinions. Till next time, cheers, bye.